listening to The Ouachita Chronicles.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
If our fans are paying close enough attention to our episodes, to our social media, they would know that both you and Trey are a little bit scared of riding with me.
Yeah, like in a vehicle.
How else would you be riding with me?
I would ride with you. It's anywhere. We could ride together on a train and I wouldn't be as afraid. We could ride together on like a tandem bicycle and I wouldn't be so afraid.
Are you sure?
But to ride with you while you're driving a vehicle, that's why I'm passed out in the back seat most of the time.
Is my driving really that bad?
It's not that bad. It's that... Look, if you don't want holes from my hind end gripping your seat and tearing holes in your new upholstery, it's just best that Jerry sleeps in the back seat.
Well, dear listeners, while I might have accumulated a decent number of speeding tickets, mm-hmm. I'm not reckless and I'm very aware of my surroundings, but I've got a need for speed. I've always been that way. Mm-hmm. I love to drive fast. One of my biggest dreams is to get to go and rent a supercar and drive on the Autobahn.
That would be a butt pucker factor of 10 for sure, the way up.
Well, you're just a wuss, honestly. You and Trey both, mm-hmm. scaredy cats. Plenty of people ride with me and they have no problem. Melissa went with me the other day and she was like, I like your driving. You drive like I do.
But did you die?
Did you die? No, no one has.
Yet.
I bring this up because today's episode is not necessarily about a person, but it's about an event, the Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run. We know that I organized this event in the past, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I done did that once or twice. But the first time that I went to go do that, mm-hmm. I had never organized a car show, much less attended a car show. Really. I mean, I'd walked around Rod Run here, but I mean, like, as far as just really knowing what all went into it, it was not anything that was on my radar, despite the fact that I have a love for cars. Mm-hmm. I do. Man, I don't even want to tell you how many cars I've owned in my life. You do not allow an 18-year-old...
How many of those were totaled?
None of them. I literally have not ever been in an accident that was my fault. I've been rear-ended.
That surprises me.
It's because I'm a defensive driver. Like, y'all think I'm crazy. No, I am so aware of my surroundings, like my peripheral vision. My reaction time is really good. And I have I've ridden with drivers who are bad. I had a regular person that I rode with that if he looked that direction, like off the side of the road,
the vehicle went
that direction, okay? The jerkiness, like trying to keep it on the road. And we're talking like a new car, you know? There's mm-hmm. no reason. All back and forth. No, I'm pretty smooth. Mm-hmm. I do take my corners quick, but they're smooth. You got to admit that.
They're quick, but they're hard.
But they're smooth. Did you die? No, you did not. Anyways, I've had a lot of cars, a whole lot of cars, several, two Camaros, a Corvette, several little sports coupes. And I love them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. It's one of those spoil me things in my life is I like to have a nice rig. Mm-hmm. That's my deal. So the Rod Run ended up being a really, really neat experience for me the first year because I got to see how much care that the participants put into their vehicles, how proud they are of them, and just the variety. Yeah. Oh, man. That first year that I did it, there was this, gotta be 60s model Jag coupe. Mm. And I'm also a huge fan of Top Gear. And
yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. What's the other one? Their new one that they did on Amazon. Listen, if I could be Jeremy Clarkson, I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are.
I might be. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite as vulgar as he is, but pretty dang close sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I was actually watching it last night, and it makes me want to say that there was this Jag coupe that was my favorite. And it was like a forest green with like camel colored leather. Oh,
sassy.
Yeah, yeah. It did things to me. I'll just mm-hmm. say that. Anyways, point being here is I no longer organize that event, but there are some extremely capable, very talented women mm-hmm. that are going to be putting it on this year. And we were lucky enough to have them in the studio to talk about the upcoming Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run. That is going to be happening August 27th and 28th. I'll go ahead and put that out for you. It looks like they've got a really, really good plan in place. They've done a lot of hard work, but they came into the studio to tell us all about it.
Yes.
But speaking of my love of cars and the fact that Mina is about to be inundated or have an onslaught of hot rods, classic cars, rat rods coming into town and kind of taking over. What if you need new tires on your car? What if you happen to be in town for the rod run and you need new tires quick in a pinch? Or maybe you just need new tires in general and you don't necessarily have the funding to pay for a whole brand new set of four tires outright. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to get on down to Don's Easy Pay.
You're going to, because Don's Easy Pay has tires.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? We knew.
We knew. Now y'all know.
Now y'all know. Because you can get tires at Don's and there's financing options for that as well.
Lord knows I would need some financing options.
So if your tires are looking as worn and bald as Jeremy Clarkson's head, you need to get yourself on down to Don's Easy Pay. Get yourself a set of tires.
If you're out there trying to draw on your bald tires to make it look like there's some tread on there, you got to get down to Don's Easy Pay.
That is the truth. That is the truth. If you're about to resort to a bicycle because you got two flats, get on down to Don's Easy Pay.
If the steel poking out of your tires is looking like some dang switchblades tearing up all the other cars on the road, you got to get down to Don's Easy Pay.
If your tires are in such bad shape that you could go park in the ghetto and they wouldn't put your car up on blocks to steal them, you need to get down to Don's Easy Pay. And I've just shut Jerry down, so let's meet Whitney and Marissa with the Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run.
Hey, this is producer Trey here. There was some information that changed throughout this regarding the Rod Run. Registration will begin at noon at the depot until 4:30. The parade will begin at 5:30 on North Mina Street. Beginning at 6, they'll have the show and shine on North Mina Street with continued registration. They won't be having an entertainment district by the depot, nor will the cars line up on D Queen. I'll probably come in later for some more edits, but enjoy the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Ouachita Chronicles. I'm your host, Ashley Smith, along with my co-host Jerry.
Hey y'all!
Jerry and I are sharing a mic today. All right.
Explain to everyone why I'm yelling.
Yeah, I will. I'm getting there. Gosh, impatience. Anyways, Jerry and I are sharing a mic today because we have two guests in the studio and our sponsorships are not great enough that we've invested in a fourth mic yet. Right. Yeah, we'll get there. Anyways, we have two guests in the studio today. The director of the Mena Polk County Chamber of Commerce, Whitney Horn, and the director of the Tourism, Mena Advertising and Promotion Commission, Tourism and Marketing Director, Marissa Johnson. Ooh-hoo. I got it all right.
Got it.
That was a mouthful. You did great.
It's a lot.
You did a good job.
Why do we have two guests in the studio today? Well, for one, because they're awesome.
They are.
But number two, this is the dynamic duo who is handling all the large scale events in MENA, obviously all of the marketing and advertising for MENA's tourism. And the Chamber puts on so many events. The AMP puts on a few events, but the Chamber's events are Jesus. I mean, just... all year long. I mean, because not only do you have the big community events, but you've also got your new member breakfast and you've got all your meetings and you've got your business after hours and you've got, the list goes on and on.
You finish one to start one.
You're already planning for the next year's event before you've even finished that year's event. So it definitely takes two for sure. And that's why we've got you both in here because we've got a huge event coming up, don't we?
We do.
Huge.
Well, tell me, what is it?
It is the Mark Campbell Memorial Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run, the 46th annual, in fact.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just ask my burning question. Why Mark Campbell Memorial added back in?
So we have spoke to his family, and part of the deal when they turned over the Rod Run was maintaining the Mark Campbell Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an issue
mm-hmm.
that is now being addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all I'm going to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the business of making everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you tell us what the Mark Campbell Memorial is?
So Mark Campbell started this Rod Run from nothing. He was an amazing, intelligent, creative man, and he started this in 1976.
Oh, wow.
He mm-hmm. wanted to have a car show here in MENA to bring car enthusiasts.
To rival.
Yes.
The big shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at the time,
in the coolest venue ever. I think that was a lot of his goal was, this is a beautiful place.
Yes. He wanted these hot rodders, these car show guys, to come and drive the Talamina Scenic Drive. He wanted them to come to this small town in the heart of the Ouachitas and experience what he lived every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this man traveled all over, going to these different car shows, seeing them, and he said, why not MENA?
Mm-hmm. And gosh, I mean, he wasn't wrong.
He was not wrong.
The connections that Mark had with his business, Street and Performance, enabled him to get the word out about Rod Run across the country.
Yes, because he was a very personal man with his business.
Mm-hmm.
People that were doing business with him, people that were buying things from him, people that were calling, hey, this is what I've got going on. Can you do this? Can you help me with this? Is this something you can manufacture? And he had these wonderful relationships with these people, and he wanted to bring them here. He wanted to do something big for the community. He wanted to do something big for street performance and for his fellow car enthusiasts.
His networking, especially in an age where there was no social media, and this really was all word of mouth with him and the relationships that he formed, the fact that he was able to grow this car show into what do you have the notes on that of what the top attendance was?
No.
If I recall, and I'm sure I'm probably, you know, 20, 30 cars off, but at one point, and Vinny, if you're listening, or Sandy, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to correct me, but I feel like it got in the 350 to 375 range. I don't know that it ever topped 400, but it was up there, right, you know.
And I mean, you're talking word of mouth.
Yes.
This was not a well-advertised event necessarily, mm-hmm. not in the way we think of well-advertised at this mm-hmm. point. And it's just phenomenal. I mean, he had a nationwide reach for this car show. Mm-hmm. There was people from all the way from California coming here mm-hmm. for this car show.
Mm-hmm. And the way how I see it, the way that he did that was he made Rod Run stand out from other car shows mm-hmm. in a lot of way. For one thing, the venue, I'll say that repeatedly, there's not a cooler place to hold a car show than on top of Queen Wilhelmina.
Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run.
Right. I mean, there's no better place to hold it than on top of Rich Mountain up at the lodge. The shirts, that was always a big thing. I can remember being traveling, you know, a teenager, early 20s, and I've seen people wearing Rod Run shirts in odd places, mm-hmm, like just out of the blue. I'm like, that is a Rod Run shirt, or that's a street and performance shirt. Like,
you go to the Louisville car show and mm-hmm. you see Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run t-shirts. Mm-hmm.
And we are fortunate enough this year to have the same man mm-hmm. drawing the car
out of Kansas.
Shirts. Yeah.
He's been doing it forever. Years.
Yeah. So tell us about how the car that's featured on that shirt is chosen now.
So every year we do a Mark Campbell Award, and a member of his family or someone close to him chooses that car, and that car is featured the next year on our t-shirts. So this year, I believe it is a two-door, I want to say Dodge, but it could be Chevy, but it's bright orange with purple flames.
Oh, I remember. Car. I mm-hmm. remember. Yes. Because I went and took some pictures because I was still helping Pasha. Like I'd contracted on to help mm-hmm. at the last one that was actually held.
And I had wonderful pictures of all angles.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But what makes that cool and unique is this man hand draws these mm-hmm. graphics for these shirts.
That is what is so because you're like, okay, when you have a shirt design, you want to see a proof generally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how we do things. Yes. You say, here's what I want to see. And they draw something up on the computer normally and send you a proof. And you say, oh, I want to change that color. I want to change that. If it's still the same as it was when I was there, I didn't get to see a proof.
There was no proof. No.
I said, he finalizes a drawing, sends it to you in black and white. Uh-huh. And you say, include this, this, and this.
Yeah. You don't know what the colors are going to look like or anything.
But you know they're going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Yes.
He worked very closely with Mark when Mark was still alive. And Mark actually would draw people's cars on the trophies he did mm-hmm. during the Rod Run when he was doing it. He would get a piece of leather, put it on a wooden plaque shaped like the state of Arkansas, mm-hmm. a piece of leather shaped like the state of Arkansas. He would hand draw and stamp his awards.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how about you tell us how much of a, and I'm going to say family with air quotes here, because those hot rodders, whether they're just friends or they're actually related, they're just a big family. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So how Absolutely. Much family involvement it took to pull this off?
Oh, it's insane.
Before the chamber or any so volunteers or businesses.
My family's part of that family.
Exactly.
And I mean, we're talking kids to adults.
Give us the breakdown though as of like that week leading up to it, because I know there was like meetings.
Oh,
in
my
his
gosh.
House were goodie bag, you know,
the,
all that
the meetings
stuff.
Were insane. The week of Wednesday night, we had a big cookout at the Campbell's house. We all got together, kids included. We had to stuff bags before we could jump in the pool. There's huge dinner. Everybody's grilling, cooking, having a good time. Thursday, we all go up to Street and Performance. There's a cookout for all the early birds mm-hmm. that would come, because there was a lot that came like on Sunday. They'd come in to Mina. They'd come hang out at the Campbell's, hang out at Street and Performance. And we just had a big get together. Thursday night was for all those diehards, the family mm-hmm. and the Street and Performance employees. And we'd come out on Thursday night. You might have a little bit of early registration.
But y'all were working and having fun. That was
we
the
were.
Thing.
We were getting
like
ready for everything.
Incorporated those tasks into a big party.
We're going through and switching out the t-shirts. We're making sure all the sizes are good on the t-shirts. We're making sure we have enough goodie bags ready. We're getting a general count of how many we're about to see. I mean, you're getting ready for everything. We're calling different organizations to come help, calling the Elks Lodge to come and help with a fish fry, to serve concession, things like that. And then, you know, you get Friday night, you come set up at the Lisa would set up at Street and Performance and do registration until 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, she loaded up, came to the depot, started setting up. Weird Harold and Vinny would come out, set up the DJ booth, have music going. I mean, it was an ordeal. And Saturday morning, everybody shows up to the Rod Run, whether you've got a car or not, everybody's coming out. You've got people switching in and out, helping with registration. Dee Dee and Joyce always at registration, helping Lisa and everything. You had a ton of people that would come up and just start serving food, help. And I will tell you, I can't remember a Rod Run where Mark Campbell did not serve food to the participants of the Rod Run.
Yeah, he was always right there front and center, involved in everything. And that, from my perspective, looking back to when this was taken over by the chamber, that was the most difficult thing about the event changing hands, was the loss of that family that came together, that banded together. You weren't having to go out and say, hey, I need help, I need help, I need help. Everybody knew what their job was. They knew what was going to be happening. They probably were bringing extra people with them every single year to make it easier.
And a bit of a customer appreciation on his part also that played in at that point.
Most definitely.
That we don't have now, and that we really, you know, we do have our appreciation, but we don't have them as customers. And so we just can't.
I don't want to say you can't schedule it, but you just can't. It's just not going to come together in that same way.
No.
It's not. It's not the same atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The prep for it is completely and totally different, because now it is the Chamber of Commerce that took this event over. So do you guys want to tell us basically what happened? You know, Mark passed away, what year that happened, and when this all made the change?
So Mark passed away in 2015. Street and Performance is no longer with us either. A little while after that, they closed down. The Chamber took it over because this was an event. You didn't live in Mena and not know what the Rod Run was. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm saying Rod Run. If you're a local,
you know,
it's
Rod
not
Run.
The Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run. It is the Rod Run. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just ingrained in all of our minds that end of August, this is happening. Mm-hmm. And everybody comes out. Everybody comes out. Even if you're not a big car enthusiast or anything like that, you're coming out. You're seeing
the
cars.
It's a fun community event.
It is. Yeah. You're seeing what's going on. You're listening to the music. You're seeing the people. Mm-hmm. This is a group of people that, I mean, these people go all over the United States going to these car shows. We have locals that do the same thing. And people don't realize just how big the car show crowd is.
Well, I talk about that a lot. I've always referenced Mena as having a hidden pocket of hot rod culture.
Right, because the hot rod hideaway. Yes.
Exactly. You just don't know that on the surface until you start to dig and you see, oh my gosh, there's a shop that does this custom interior, and you've got this shop that does this body work, and you've got this paint shop. And I mean, it's just nuts.
There's so much
how many
talent
people are
that
still
people
involved
have around
in this.
Here with their hot rods too.
But like you said, this was too important of an event to let die.
It was.
And Mark's family wasn't really up to the task of keeping that going. And I don't blame them. That's a huge thing without that their leader there saying, yeah, let's get this done.
Yes. Mark was so involved. He wasn't the guy that just said, hey, I'm going to do this. You do this. You do this. You do this. He said, hey, I'm going to do this. I've got to do this, this, and this. And if you said, hey, I'll help you do this, he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
he had to do it whether he had your help. Y'all wanted to help, that's great, but he's getting it done.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I admire people.
And
like that.
The chamber we wanted to make sure that this happened, that it went off successfully, that this was an event that is going to go on for years to come. Mm-hmm. We are focusing this year on the car show participants. We want to make this one of the best car shows. We want them to come this year and say, you know, it's been a year of nothing, and we came to this, and it was amazing. It was so much fun. They did this, this, and this. We had live music. There were great raffles. There was all this stuff. We want them to come and go to these other car shows and say, hey, you missed out on that Mena show. Mm-hmm. It was great. I mean, that's our goal. And bringing these people to Mena, bringing these tourists to Mena, and showing them what all we have to offer. So in a few weeks, when they're like, hey, let's go on a little vacation. Hey, you remember we went up to Queen Wilhelmina? Mm-hmm. Let's go stay there. They had all kinds of Airbnbs. They had all kinds of fun stuff to do. The hiking trails, the lakes, the rivers, all of it.
And maybe they just want to make that scenic drive again.
Yes.
Because, man, that's... I know. I like to take my car a little
fast. It doesn't get prettier than that.
Just saying.
No, it's great.
You know.
You got to put your car through the paces.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You really, really do.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
So, you know, we have this thing in the South here that we call floating. You heard of floating?
I've heard of the floating. I've been floatin'. On a float or two.
So I, for a long time, have had a bucket list float.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your bucket list.
My bucket list float is to float the Buffalo River. The Buffalo River is America's first national river, and it's located in north central Arkansas in the gorgeous Ozark Mountains.
Yeah, I floated it actually as a child, and the best place to do that is at Buffalo River Outfitters.
Buffalo River Outfitters is an authorized concessionaire on the Buffalo National River.
They're located in St. Joe, Arkansas, and they've got floating and access to camping and fishing, hiking's around, all your needs are taken care of at BRO. The bros will hook you up.
They've got canoes, kayaks, rafts, shuttle service.
Yeah, if floating is your thing, they've got one-day trips or multiple-day trips, and they're all made easier by renting from BRO. When you're on your float, you can see beautiful limestone bluffs, the wilderness, and unparalleled scenic beauty.
And then, after you've spent a long day on the river, you can cozy up in one of BRO's spacious and comfortable log cabins. They've got stone fireplaces, wide porches, fully equipped kitchens, wooded settings. They've got cozy cabins for two, or cabins big enough to accommodate 10 people.
Y'all should definitely visit the Buffalo River Outfitters store and stock up on everything you need while you're there for your Ozark adventure.
And their knowledgeable staff can accommodate any questions about the Buffalo National River. You can also order books and maps online to prepare for your visit with them.
So if you're ready to plan your Buffalo River adventure, you've got to check out BuffaloRiverOutfitters.com to find out more and book conveniently online. Give them a call at 870-439-2200 and follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
When are we taking our bucket list trip? I mean, you got to go with me. You're my best friend.
Well, let's do it soon.
Soon. Okay, so give us the rundown on this year from beginning to end. I need every little detail because you guys have got to treat this like this is a literally audio advertisement. So you get to fit as much stuff in here about this event as you want. So no detail left out, no stone unturned. Literally explain it to me like I am first time.
Never been here.
Never been here. I have no clue what you're talking about. I've never organized it. I have no idea. I've not stressed and had sleepless nights. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're telling the one person that knows probably more about it than we do about the Rod Run. But okay, we're going to do things a little different this year. Registration will be at the depot. It's not going to be moved. It's going to stay at the depot.
And when does that start?
Noon on Friday.
The 27th.
Yep, August 27th. And we know we'll have people there at 9 and 10 that morning. Mm-hmm. We'll be ready for them. But technically at noon, we're not going to move down Mena Street this year. We're going to stay there. We got a DJ coming mm-hmm. to play at the depot. So we're hoping that also, with the help of our wonderful city council, that that will be made a temporary entertainment district mm-hmm. right there on Sherwood. So that would be a really good time if we could get that done.
In conjunction with the restaurant that's located on Sherwood.
Absolutely.
That would be able to operate that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I kept thinking, I wonder if they're going to do that.
We've got to finalize and approach everyone and make sure mm-hmm. it's all right and get it presented to city council. But if everything goes as we hope, that is what will happen.
Okay. That's the goal. Yeah.
All right. So not moving off Sherwood on Friday. So Sherwood and Mena Street.
DeQueen.
And DeQueen. We're going to go down DeQueen this year. So we want to.
Hold on. Rewind. Back up. So for, it's been held in other places in the past because Mark tried the park mm-hmm. and he tried a few mm-hmm. different things. So instead of Mena Street, it is going to be DeQueen Street.
Yes.
How far up on DeQueen?
Through Maple.
Okay.
All up and down Sherwood, mm-hmm. all up and down DeQueen.
Okay.
That's where we're going to kind of keep it.
Gotcha.
For Friday.
Okay.
That's really the only big change we're making on Friday night is just we're going to set the DJ up in the center of the depot. The sound's going to shoot down DeQueen. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be contained in mm-hmm. that area. Mm-hmm. We don't have to move a lot of setup and
registration. Oh, it's not a bad idea. I fully support that idea. It just shocked me. It just threw me for a loop.
Just talking about shutting down Mena Street and the hassle that is involved and such.
Would you like me to give you a little anecdote?
I would love it.
I don't think that chamber member's on the board anymore, so I'm just going to go ahead and I won't name names, but so Friday night when we were going to shut down, you know how important barricades are.
Very.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the vendors that we had, the food trucks down there and everybody, most of the cars were off the street. It was getting close to 10 p.m. And there was a couple food trucks that were still trying to maneuver out and pull out. I still had most of my board there and I had sent a board member down to the barricades at the railroad tracks. okay, 71 and Mina, right? And I had told that board member volunteer very specifically, do not move that barricade until I text you, okay? He didn't listen. He didn't care. He wanted to go home. He moved the barricades. All of a sudden, three or four cars start flying up Mina Street, and we are in the middle of the street trying to help a food truck get out. There are kids in the middle of the street. I have never cussed at a boss in my life, and I lost my shit completely. It was so dangerous that one car didn't get stopped and broke through the barricades on the other end of Mina Street.
We had that happen at the Depot Dash. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. and that was a very small event.
Yeah.
And people ran through the barricades. Mm-hmm. So we did decide that Friday night,
for safety reasons, like, it is a good idea.
Because then you've got people parked over, you know, by the state park, and they're mm-hmm. trying to walk across Mina Street, and we can't barricade everything, and right. people have no problem driving through a barricade.
No, they don't. They don't. But this was, you know, someone moving them.
Correct.
And then that car
let them
flying
through
there yeah. and couldn't even get stopped in time once they saw there was a barricade mm-hmm. and just bam,
it's
busted
hard to
through
herd
it.
Cats.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's great that you guys are moving yeah. it because that was my last experience with it, and I had yes. a
well, that's
freaking
just,
conniption.
There's such a safety issue on Mina Street. There it's
because
such
it's a state big, highway.
It is. And shutting down a state highway is mm-hmm. never easy. It's never fun. Mm-hmm. So just moving it over just a little. We don't think it should be an issue.
I don't think it will either. And I think that, you know, maybe the only issue would be some of the businesses that would want that traffic,
right.
that foot traffic in the evening, but there's just not very many.
That's the downside for us. Mm-hmm. That's the one discussion that we continued to have was, right. you know, how is this going to affect our other businesses?
Yeah, there was a couple of
are open
restaurants that stayed open and, you know, yeah, gotcha.
So hopefully it'll be good. And in the past, the Rod Run has been done similar to this, shutting down Sherwood into Queen instead of Mina.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it won't be an issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that brings everybody just a little bit closer together. That DJ is going to shoot
sound
right down to Queen.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to hear announcements
and
music.
Know,
and
you have to have a headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. so
and it was real hard to have one out of a tent.
And packing up and moving and packing mm-hmm. up and mm-hmm. And then people don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know, oh, well, they were down here. Mm-hmm. They tell someone registration's at the depot. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, now we've moved,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
six blocks away. So
if
exactly.
you're not paying very much attention
right.
to the schedules that we post or mm-hmm. you haven't seen them or whatever, you don't know where we're going to be for sure.
Be.
Right, right. Okay. All right. So cool. Friday night, DeQueen, Sherwood.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Registration. Food.
Yes.
Is there going to be vendors Friday night?
Ideally.
Yes. Okay.
Hopefully.
I got a barbecue guy for you guys.
All right.
A new one. Yeah.
See the one out at Wolfpin Gap?
I
that
don't
guy
know
came
if
by, and I think he's
we have a few that
up.
Said they were interested.
I told him to come see
yeah.
you guys. Him and his buddy from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
they came by.
Because they've been setting up at Kess's Corner and doing deliveries. And so I was like, you need to go to the chamber.
Yes.
There's some events coming up, et cetera, et cetera.
So anybody listening, if you have a food truck,
call us.
Us.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. All right. So anything else big on Friday night that's maybe different or just a new thing this year?
We have the parade still.
Mm-hmm. Hot Rod Parade.
So we intend to come down Mina Street, turn down Sherwood,
mm-hmm.
head up to Queen and start parking down Sherwood into Queen.
And that's so great because, I mean, it just puts all those cars in a line. I love that.
It makes for awesome videos and
mm-hmm.
pictures.
Yes. Yes. But just letting them show off and like mm-hmm. rev their engines. Mm-hmm. Because
you don't get to hear that during a show and shine,
right? Exactly.
A whole lot, unless you are coming up to these car owners and saying, "Hey, let me hear that engine."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is their time to shine.
Exactly, exactly. While they're rolling and they can, yeah. Only thing I remember was having to watch out for overheated cars because it's always really hot at that
yes.
time. Yeah, they were idling for a while.
The end of August is not the coolest time of year in
right.
Mina, Arkansas.
No, it's not. You're gonna be sticky.
It'll be
sticky. Hot. Okay, so what's the time frame on Friday night?
For the most part, we're probably talking a show and shine between 4 and 8.
Okay.
We're going to start kind of calming things down and breaking down about 8 o'clock. And I know there's going to be a few people that want to stay set up
mm-hmm.
and hang out. There's going to be people who are just getting off work at the restaurants, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come down and walk.
But with it being on DeQueen and Sherwood, that won't be near as much of a problem.
It's
exactly.
not. And that was
yeah.
our goal, is to make this easily accessible, to make it more convenient for everyone. You can
safer.
Drive down Mina Street and park.
mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's way more parking down Mina Street.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not overwhelming parking lots because, you know, these other businesses, they've got these big parking lots, but that doesn't mean we should use them.
Or it doesn't mean they want us to use them either.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're trying to make this the easiest for our chamber members and otherwise. We're not blocking off a whole lot of open businesses, but we're not excluding anyone either. This is just going to be a straight stretch in front of the depot and hopefully
We have plenty of room and plenty of people.
It's set up for success. So another unique thing about the Mark Campbell Memorial Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run.
Mouthful.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put the year in there because I've totally forgotten at this point. 44th? 46.
Six.
Shit. Is that it is a multi-day event, but it's a multi-day event in different locations, yes. Which makes it, as I said, very unique, very special, very fun for the participants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not so much for the organizers. So let's talk about where we're at on Saturday.
Saturday, we head up the mountain where everybody waits to go.
Mm-hmm. Get up there. Get our participants to drive up that beautiful Talamina Scenic Drive.
How many miles?
13.
13.
Mm-hmm.
13 miles to the top. So then we will begin setting up about 9 a.m. at Queen Wilhelmina State Park. We will have participants parking all over that side of the park. We'll have our big shade tent. We'll have registration open. We will have food vendors, craft tables, informational vendors.
Live music.
Live music.
That's on awesome. The all day.
That
We've
is
got
awesome.
The coolest acts coming too. I'm we so do. Excited to
Has
have
your electrical
some live
setup.
Music. Yes.
You got that lined out?
Yes.
Okay, good
We're
deal.
We're excited to have that. Got a
the
385
ice cream
events
vendor.
Coming to run our sound and mm-hmm. DJ when our acts are taking a break. And yeah, I'm excited for the music. We've got some great people. We've got this little, I think he's like nine, Knox Johnson, mm-hmm. and he's from DeQueen, and he plays old country and strums his guitar, and he is a character.
I am excited
he's
about
He's something. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's going to be something. He opens for big people in Texarkana at bars. I mean, they love this kid. He's great, so he's going to come play, and we've got Roots to Branches coming from Hot Springs, who's actually our opening act for the street dance.
Okay.
But they're going to play that morning an acoustic set on the mountain, mm-hmm. and then we have Homesick Gypsy, a local band that's going to come and play. They'll be our closer on the mountain, so we'll be having live music all day.
Does one of their members work at Easy Mart?
He does, yeah.
He's been talking to me.
He's excited.
He has no clue who I am.
Yeah.
He does not know me. I just buy cigarettes enough. And
exactly.
He was like, so I'm in this band and we're going to play, you know that event, the Rod Run? I'm like, yeah, I know it.
Heard of it a couple times, yeah.
And he's like, we're going to get to play, da, da, da. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, but I've been humoring him and I'm actually excited to
he's
see
excited.
It because he's a really,
They're
really
excited.
Nice kid.
And they've got the coolest look.
They do.
I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do with their long hair. And
you know the van. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, the van.
He's my favorite Sleazy Mart worker right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've known him for a long
time.
Yeah.
Well, she comes in and tells me about this van, and I'm like, okay, well,
I'll
go check
him out. Did she say I picked
him
up at Sleazy Mart?
Yeah.
I get the best stuff at Sleazy Mart, man. Y'all stop.
So we're looking, and I'm like,
you think Easy Mart's going to sponsor us now?
I was just
We're looking at this van, and I'm like, I think I know this kid, and it's not this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different member of the band, and I'm like, I think I know this kid. And I'm looking and looking, and I figure out it's this kid that I've known for years. He's from Waldron.
Mm-hmm.
I hung out with him in Russellville at ATU for a mm-hmm. few times, hung out in Waldron for a few times. I mean, I'm like, this is the smallest world. Like, I have no idea who this band is she's talking about. And all of a sudden, I'm like, there's more than just me and people in here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Small world.
Makes sense. Okay. So, all right. So, yeah, live music on the mountain. Is there going to be Kids Corner again this year?
We are not going to have bouncy houses
on
top of Queen Wilhelmina State Park
mm-hmm.
this year. Okay. We are going to focus more on small games for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
Cornhole tournament.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, got that.
That
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Costa Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
We're sponsoring that. Yes. That'll
yeah,
be fun.
We did
ages.
Do that a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's all ages. People love that. So
the one thing that I really did like, though, I have to say that I truly enjoyed was the inflatable jousting ring, and I had the people fighting each other. That
yes.
was kind of great. That was kind of because it was the adults.
Yes.
Like beating the crap out of each other with the inflatable joust.
We like just the fat suits. The sumo suits.
That was kind of my answer to it because I was looking for
yes.
something similar
yes.
to that.
I
was
like
I want to. I even
people can beat each other.
I even
up
looked
easily
at the big plastic balls, but then I thought about it being on top of the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, phew.
And that's a lot with
you
the
get,
bouncy houses too.
The wind, 100 pound kid in there, and
mm-hmm.
big
wind.
Gust of wind.
Y'all seen mm-hmm. those YouTube videos where uh-huh. the wind yeah. takes a bouncy house kid and uh-huh. everybody?
Okay,
flying
so
off
there
the
will
side.
Still be activities for
absolutely
for kids.
Yes,
okay,
face painting and all sort. Yeah, there'll be all sorts.
We still intend on having a handful of activities throughout the day
mm-hmm.
for kids to come and participate in things that are going all day, things that are going to be just throughout the day. And our goal is to really focus on these car show participants. Mm-hmm. We want these hot rodders to come and be like, man, they did everything for us. They mm-hmm. had this, this, and this. We had so much fun at this rod run. And so every time someone comes up with anything, we sit, hash it out, figure out mm-hmm. if it's going to work, and it either does or it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, like
is it
you
feasible?
Said,
let's do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's hot. And you've got these people that are sitting up here on this mountain all day mm-hmm. for us to see their cars, you know, for mm-hmm. us to come up there. So you want to make sure they are comfortable and have something to do. And mm-hmm. We're going to possibly have like a VIP tent that we're going to raffle off up there that will have air conditioning for the mm-hmm. registrants. So mm-hmm. that's hopefully something that
we're working with.
I tried to have the Vive cooling tent.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there'd be some TVs in there. There'd be AC and people could come in and charge their phones. Mm-hmm. That was my big thing. Yes. And if they were getting overheated, yeah.
Take a break.
Yeah. Yep. I'm so glad that you guys are getting stuff like that done. That is awesome.
Try and get that done also. Mm-hmm. The great business we have in town.
Everything moves slowly.
Uh-huh.
In Mena, so we are talking in the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully things work out. Like I said,
I bet it'll come together.
And if it doesn't this year, these are ideas that we have mm-hmm. and we want to hear what other people want too. Mm-hmm. We sent out a survey. What do you like? What do you not like? What do you want to see back? What mm-hmm. do you hope that you never see again at the Rock Run, you know?
That she was yelling at everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that chick on the megaphone. Yeah, we don't ever want her we back don't, up we don't here. Want her
I had some lovers and I had some haters, man.
That comes with the job.
Pissed off some hot riders. Yeah, but I had some that absolutely loved me, so it was great. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're still on Saturday. Yeah. So Saturday up on the mountain, hopefully some of the judging gets done mm-hmm. and we get a lot of votes in while we're up on the mountain. And
how many categories do you have this year?
We have not changed the categories. Okay. So there should be about over 50 awards actually going out.
Mm-hmm.
We still have People's Choice, Chamber's Choice, Mayor's Choice, the Mark Campbell Award. We'll have Best Hot Rod, Custom Interior, Use of Color, Classic Import, VW. I mean, the list goes on. We will have as many as we can, mm-hmm. and if you think that we're missing something, holler at us.
Right. There still be a rat rod division.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that definitely. Is such a cool yes. thing. I know that there's a lot of traditional hot rodders that could be a little adverse to mm-hmm. allowing that in, but man, the creativity, the ingenuity yes. is insane.
It's one of those, if you don't know what a rat rod is, you need to look it up. They're cool.
They
yes.
are.
Yes.
They're just very, very neat cars the way they do them. And they're just cool. They are. They're sharp.
Like I said, the creativity mm-hmm. is just outstanding, man. I like seeing those a whole lot.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
So, Jerry, I took your advice.
Mm.
I went to Don's Easy Pay.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Dude, I just got myself a new dishwasher, but I wanted to get everything. I had no idea the variety of stuff they had.
What all did you see?
Oh my gosh. Besides just the furniture and appliances and all that normal stuff, I saw electronics like gaming consoles and tablets and speakers. They had small appliances for kitchen and garden. They had air conditioners. They had fireplaces. They had home decor and bedding. They even had tires.
What?
I know. And to top that off, they're family owned and operated for 40 years.
That is awesome. To be in business that long, you've got to be doing something right.
You have got to be doing something right. And I think that what they're doing right is their availability of financing options, all the extras that come, you know, like the free delivery and setup, and their customer service because they service their appliances.
Mm.
I really feel like those are all the perfect ingredients for this recipe of awesomeness that is Don's Easy Pay. I mean, like I said, they make it super easy. They've got the financing options. There's so many ways to pay for it. You've got the retail off the shelf, the rent to own, 180 days, same as cash, 6 months, same as cash, over $999, and the tax included, because remember you told me
that the price on the piece is the price that you pay.
And you were right.
Whew.
And I didn't have to math. It was amazing.
I'm so glad to hear you say that those magic words again. Would you say them again?
You were right.
I love it. I love it as much as I love Don's Easy Pay.
I went to their Mena location, but you can also go to Waldron or to Queen or Broken Bow or Idabel or Poto. And coming soon, they've got a new format called Don's Home Store that'll be opening in Boonville.
Awesome. Well, definitely we need to be following their Facebook pages to stay up to date on their different locations and what they've got going on.
So if you need it for your home, Don's Easy Pay has it. Okay, so some of the judging is done mm-hmm. on Saturday. About what time is everything moving from the mountain back down to Mena?
About 4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 o'clock, the poker run begins.
Mm-hmm. We are getting it arranged to have it at like Homewood Cottages to include them. Casa of the Washitas is going to benefit from the poker run. So she's kind of going to help us out and everything. After the poker run actually ends at the street dance. So your final hand is drawn at the street dance. That's when we're going to set up on Saturday night.
So this is going to be South Mina Street.
South Mina Street.
Yes.
So we will probably block traffic just past the Valero parking. We'll go all the way down to Washburn's with our stage set up at the top. Mm-hmm. We will have vendors. We will have, as long as city council approves, an entertainment district with the Washitas.
So do we think, I know it's not set yet, obviously, but is the idea to try to make the whole portion of South Mina that's blocked off the entertainment district?
So these are our trial runs. So Derek's event this weekend is going to kind of be the small run, see how it goes, how it flows.
Make sure everybody can behave themselves.
Exactly. And make sure, but it makes sure he can accommodate. Well, yes. Would it be that whole section is my question. Is that what you guys would propose?
We can ask for it. Don't know that they'll do it.
It just seems like it would be hard to say it was cut off halfway through that. People walking, you know what I mean?
Right.
So the problem is, first of all, you have to have an establishment that serves alcohol. So that limits the areas that we can have entertainment districts. South Mina Street is a great idea. Specifically, the city would like it if Lemon Abner was in an entertainment district. That would change the game for Lemon Abner. So they're seeing all these different areas where these temporary districts are going to go and seeing what works, what doesn't work. Rod Run's a very large event. We're going to have extra security at this event because if we are allowing people to walk around with alcohol, with open container, with alcohol, we've got to make sure that they are safe, other people are safe, that it doesn't get out of hand. So these are just trial runs to see what's working, what's not. And after that, I think the city council is going to reevaluate everything and they may consider a permanent district. Right now, the temporary, I guess, is working because it's not an all the time thing.
Right. Well, you've only got one really small trial run event before Rod Run.
Right.
So and everybody behave.
Yeah.
So we can have this back, please.
But please be good because please if this be goes badly, they will not approve us.
Hey, listen, I'm going down there tomorrow night and making a fool of myself on camera. Joking.
I'll be there videoing.
I will. I'm going to be down there doing a Facebook Live for it. And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So. We're excited. I mean, they're doing great things on Mina Street.
Yes.
Got to remember to text Seth to have him bring the sombrero for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Are you wearing only a sombrero?
Seth's wearing the sombrero.
No.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, we're like actually contracted to do Facebook Lives for Derek down there. And I was like, listen, Seth, I'm going to need you to come. And sombrero and maracas. And yeah, I just need it. I need the mayor on the Facebook Live.
This is the mayor we need.
Inviting people to come down. That's what I need. I need you.
Ashton that's playing is my cousin.
Okay.
She's staying at the house.
That's what Paul told me.
Yes.
We talked about this yesterday. Yeah. It was like so weird. Yeah, I'll text you. We'll figure out what time I'm getting there and starting to get set up.
She's like, are you going to keep me entertained all day Saturday? I was like, I'll try.
Well, see, I'm only going to be there Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm leaving out of town early Friday morning or early Saturday morning. So Trey is going to be doing the Facebook Live on Saturday night from there. I'll be doing it on Friday.
I'll be there Friday. So. I don't think I'll be there Saturday. They're leaving Saturday after the show, but she's going to come stay Friday at the house. Have her all day Saturday. So I'll bring her talk to you, Trey.
That'll be good. Very good. Get a pre-show interview.
Yeah.
And Facebook Live
and she's
that.
She's great. She's so good.
That could actually suffice as your Facebook Live because I'll be doing one from the event on Friday and your one on Saturday could be that pre-show interview with the artist and that would cover it and that'd be really cool because she'd be personally inviting people to come. Thank you. You just solved problems.
Got it.
We're going to get you Whitney's cell phone number.
Chamber of Commerce, solving the world problems.
Service to you.
Service with a shit-eaten smile.
Exactly.
Sorry. That should be a new motto there. Okay.
Can we get that on the logo?
Yeah. Bless your heart. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on Saturday night at the street dance. Yeah, so this is going to be Saturday, August 28th.
Starting
at, you're shutting
about
down
5,
at
5:30.
So you're going to be down at the street dance around 5:30.
We're shutting down at 4 o'clock. We're making our way directly to Mina Street to start setting up. So about 5:30, we figure everyone's going to be done with the poker run. They'll have gone and done whatever they needed to do before they get set up on Mina Street. We'll be getting the stage going. We'll be getting our t-shirt sales set back up, the final hand for the poker run ready. This will be our final show and shine. We will have live music. music. We will have awards presented. We will have raffles still going. This is not the end of it, but it is the grand finale of it, more or less. This is the last big thing because the next day is just very low-key and basic. We will have a great band Saturday night.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
We have Roots to Branches that is going to be on the mountain that morning playing an acoustic set. They're going to come back and be our opening act, and they're going to have a special guest, Christine DeMayo, come with them to drum, and they're unbelievable. All of them are. And they're going to open for the John Calvin Brewer Band out of Hot Springs.
Okay.
Who's been jamming out for a long time. Okay. And so he's going to show up and bring it with him.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great show. Yes.
Awesome. Well, I hope to see some people dancing. It's a street dance.
It is going
to
be a
It is
good
a street
time.
Dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over the years, it has slowly dwindled on the dance.
The
side
dancing people. Yes.
But
it's just not as much of a thing anymore.
I know these guys. I'm excited for these bands. I mean, they're blues.
They've got a great
soul
sound.
And
I think that the participants are going to absolutely love these guys.
Okay. Do you have any, and if you don't, and if this is a question we just don't want to address, but I was going to say, do you have any big, awesome door prizes or poker run prizes or anything that you want to talk about or
as
spotlight?
Right now, not really. Mm-hmm. We're still...
No pedal car? No pedal car raffle?
We'll see. Vinny is not participating this year. So we're not sure how that's going
to
go.
Could have taken it to someone else to paint. Probably Walt or somebody.
So that's, we're coming through the end of everything and getting everything finalized. Got everything that everyone wanted to donate first before we go and purchase anything. Before we go and directly reach out to everyone and say, hey,
we need some help. Yeah.
We need you. Come over to my house. I need your help.
So again, if anybody has any door prizes, call us.
Well, and you know, door prizes can be a dime a dozen. People, they're very likely to give you a whole bunch of little small things, et cetera, et cetera. But man, I'm gonna issue a challenge here to Mina, being this hot rod centric pocket that we are, this hot rod hideaway. Pony up, guys. We've got some really, really cool stuff to give away. And whether somebody actually wins that super awesome door prize or not, it's going to be burned in their brain that there were some really amazing door prizes up for grabs at that event.
Yes.
I remember somebody from, what was that, Solo's promising a crepe motor at some point, if you're listening.
What
just saying.
You can bring that this year.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Sets of tires.
Yes.
Used to be. Yeah, yeah. Brodix,
we've
Myers,
had a few that
Mina.
Have given small gift certificates and things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to throw the gauntlet down, man.
There it is.
You want to make the participants happy? That's your goal this year?
That is our goal.
Let's bring some really awesome door prizes to it.
Yes.
I think it's important. I think, first of all, locally, you are showcasing your products, your services, whatever you have to offer. You are showcasing it in this raffle situation because we're setting it up. We're saying these are the prizes that you can win, and people are looking at these things. Even if it's a one-night stay in a B&B, we've got pictures of your B&B up. These people are looking, man, that's a beautiful place.
Right.
Yes.
That is gorgeous.
And
I want to stay
win
there.
It and they stay there, they're going to tell their friends about it.
Exactly.
And they're gonna come back.
I know that's a very large prize in some aspects, having giving away a stay somewhere. But something like that can bring you so much business because these people are going to come. They're going to stay in your hotel, your B&B, your lodge, whatever you're doing.
Eat at your restaurant.
And they're going to say, man, we went to this place. It was gorgeous. It was so peaceful. We had a great view. You've got to go.
A good thing, because there's several local outfitters that do this, would be to donate ATV rental.
Yes.
An ATV rental would be amazing because they honestly, they wouldn't be using it that weekend. You can put stipulations on it. You can say, hey, it can't be used during this certain time of the year or et cetera, et cetera. You got to call and make reservations, but you're still getting your name out there. And you're also helping the other businesses because if they're coming to stay here and rent an ATV, they're probably going to have to pay to stay at a VRBO or a motel, et cetera, et cetera.
They're going to buy groceries. They're going to buy gas.
We want the people that come for this car show to leave and say, we want to go back and take our grandkid or we want to go back.
I want to go back when I'm not so busy.
And not when they're not doing the car show and we can walk around and do the things that we want to do.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I'm issuing a challenge to our locals now. And I say this coming from the place of having to go out and solicit these prizes.
Yes.
And not, I mean, I had some amazing sponsors that gave me things that, I mean, I couldn't have been happier with.
Right.
But the possibility is there for you to get some serious marketing, yes, advertising, networking out of this just by making a donation. I mean, just, dude, pony up, y'all. Well, Clint Montgomery, I'm talking to you.
Oh, Clint, you're never going to get to use the bullhorn again if you don't pony up. Clint. Yep.
Repops. Come on. I know you guys got something cool in there you can throw out.
They're going to kill me.
This is an amazing opportunity.
I said it. But hey, I'll back it. I back it, Clint.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washed Out Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Ashley, do you know what I appreciate about you?
Everything?
Of course, but specifically, I want to talk about how you're just a wealth of knowledge. You have so many people, places, things, events, opportunities. You are a networker, and that has really helped me in moving to Arkansas and getting comfortable here. And we have a mutual friend who also wants us to make sure that we're sharing a bit of information that other people can keep in their knapsack effects, and that's Richie Lowry. So this little nugget of knowledge for your knapsack effects is all about Richie's Discount Auto Glass.
Oh, yeah, of course. Richie's. I've been a preferred customer of Richie's forever. I do have a personal testimony. So I have a teenage son who is mischievous, ornery,
mm-hmm,
doesn't think before he does anything.
Mm-mm.
And
God love him.
In his hijinks, he happened to put a pretty significant crack in another teenager's windshield, right? Mm. So this resulted in, the cops, I'm just going to be honest here, getting involved. But I immediately was like, hey, my kid's fault. I'll get the windshield replaced. Take it to Richie's and get a quote on it. Well, this other party involved took the vehicle somewhere else and got a quote. And then they called me and I said, no. I said, if I'm paying for the windshield, you go to Richie's, mm-hmm, to get the quote. And they did. And so then I had two quotes in front of me and I could compare Richie to this other auto glass place in town. Richie's was over half the price.
Half?
I mean, we're talking from $800 for that windshield to like $320 for that windshield.
What are you going to do to replace your son?
Oh, that's a really good question. Does Richie sell teenage sons?
I don't think so.
Oh, bummer. Get on that, Richie. Contact Richie at Richie's Auto Glass by calling 479-394-9938, or you can just visit him in person at 3008 Highway 71 South in Mena, Arkansas.
This is an amazing opportunity for local businesses to get their name out here because this is not just a local event.
No.
No, it's not.
We have people from all over the nation coming in and we have new people every year.
Mm-hmm.
It does not fail. There are...
Because your advertising is working. That's the thing. And there's people who have come to this and said they didn't even know anybody at that event. They'd not heard word. They literally saw a sign or they saw an advertisement or they heard a radio thing. Yes. And they were like, I didn't know there was a cool car show in Mena. Like, yeah, I'm going to drive. Oh, are you still going to do the longest distance award?
Probably.
Like Alaska one year was like the winner. That was insane. You literally.
People, you do mile. Everybody's got to report their miles and tell me how far they came. And the farthest one wins. And it's pretty impressive.
The
sometimes
fire truck.
Just how far.
The last one we did, it was that crazy fire truck.
Yes.
And they had driven, it was something like 500 or 600 miles in this fire truck.
Wow.
To come. And I was like, are your butts sore? Like, I don't know. I mean, just doesn't look that comfortable.
Sore
it's a super duper cool truck, but I just can't imagine that many miles in it.
No.
Yeah.
Those are the diehards, the ones that don't haul them, that drive them
from Alaska. For sure. In the past, because we talked about how Mark handled the event, how it really was a big family affair, how Mark was serving food. That was a big issue that I ran into because there always used to be really a big fish fry.
Yes.
And the participants, the people who brought their cars, would get tickets to that fish fry and then they'd go and they'd get plates. That became just not feasible for the chamber, not having the access to the resources as far as, like, I don't want to say labor, but the volunteers, the family that was doing it.
I mean, you're talking 10, 15 people are serving food, taking tickets, but handing out drinks, handing out plates, making sure the silverware is together, making sure that the tables are cleaned up when people walk
but
up.
But even just the expense to pay for that, because this brings me to my next question, registration prices.
Same as always.
Same as always. All right, people. So if you think that you're going to come to this car show that is technically a 3-day car show, and you're going to pay $25 to participate in all the activities of the 3-day car show, and in the past, you would have gotten two meal tickets and a t-shirt, all for $25.
You can't buy the t-shirt.
Our goal is through sponsorship to offer free burgers and hot dogs to our registrants when they register.
Right.
That is our goal.
But and that so is
finding that
rock possible
bottom registration price.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I just, y'all, it is a terrific time. It is so much work. So many people contribute to this in so many ways. And I know I'm going to go this year. I'm going to walk around and be the first year. I get to enjoy it.
You actually get to just come and hang out.
Yeah. And don't think that if I don't hear someone bitching about $25 registration fee that I'm not going to turn around and say something. Because I don't have anybody to answer to this year and I can say whatever I want.
Coming to the entertainment district. Yeah. Ashley's going to
So if you guys start having problems with anybody, y'all just come grab me and I'll go give them a piece of my mind about what goes into it.
Bullhorn has a siren.
I mean, you know, this... Mark funded so much of the Rod Run, and it was just something he wanted to do. He never took money out of it. He never made money off of it. It at the end of the weekend, that was next year's Rod Run fund. Mm-hmm. I mean, he tried hard to do all that he could to make this the best car show that he could. And ultimately, that's our goal. We want to offer these things. We want to be able to provide a meal Saturday afternoon for the participants. If we can, we will. If we can't, it is what it is.
It's still a $25 registration.
Yes, $25 for 3 days. Yeah. Three opportunities to show and shine. Prizes, door prizes.
Numerous trophies in numerous categories.
Beautiful trophies at that. Yeah. I mean,
you can bring any vehicle and probably qualify, be in that for one of those.
You couldn't buy the t-shirt for $25.
No, no.
You wouldn't get to hear these bands for $25 if you went and paid. So you get your money's worth. Promise. Promise. Yeah.
Tenfold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I get a little irritated when I hear people griping about.
Right, and I mean, if we raise
it's not your job to gripe. Okay. No. Listen, you don't. I'll do it for you.
I love it.
I'm on the other side of it.
$25 sounds really cheap, but at the same time, this is what these people are used for. Mm-hmm. Used to. They're not expecting to pay, you know, $50, $75, $100 for these events. And I mean, you go to some of these bigger, huge, huge car shows, you're talking $25 a show and shine.
Yeah. I'm just saying you can't complain about not having two free meals and a t-shirt. And you're still paying $25.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And we want to offer those things, but we'd want to keep it at $25. But it depends on sponsors. Right.
It depends on how much support
you
have.
And I think that that's a lot with the Rod Run that people might not have understood in the past with the chamber taking it over, is that we're a nonprofit. And so we are completely working on the help of this community to put this on. And so I know that there have been issues in the past where, oh, well, it's this much and we didn't get the meal and we didn't do this. But that's why we need our community to help and do so much, is because we don't have the budget to do it.
No, no. If you want to sponsor, if you want to volunteer, if you want to be a vendor, you've got to call us. We put out as much as we can and reach out as much as we can. We need people to come to us too.
Okay. Give me those details now, because I think we've gone through most everything that's going to happen
right
at the event. Sunday is still going to be up on the mountain, correct?
Yes. Sunday morning is a small, simple service, donuts and coffee. We're just going to have a...
It's like a farewell.
Yeah, it's a farewell. Thank you for coming. It's not participation required. It's just
there's a lot
something
of people
we give.
Stay the night up on the mountain.
Yes.
And there's people that do still want to make that sunrise drive up there. And it's just a nice, hey, get to say goodbye to friends.
Right. It's an opportunity to come and see everybody and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run, August 27th and 28th. By the time this episode publishes, it will only be 3 weeks away. Is that correct? The 6th. This is coming out on the 6th. I need all the contact info. I need to tell listeners where they can get all this information right in front of them. Website, social media, y'all's info, registration info, pre-registration info. Lay it on me.
If you would like to register, submit a vendor application, become a sponsor of the Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run, we have forms available at queenwilhelminarodrun.com.
Spell that, please, for people.
Queen Wilhelmina, Wilhelmina, rodrun.com.
Gotcha.
So we also have Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run on Facebook, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us at the chamber. You can email info@minapolkchamber.com or director@minapolkchamber.com. You can call us at 479-394-2912. You can stop by our office at 524 Sherwood Avenue in the old historic Kansas City Southern Depot. We are available. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. Call us, email us, stop by. We do not mind. If you want us to come see you, holler at us. We'll come see you.
We'll come to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're willing to make trips to get
because
absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And this is it, as I tell people over and over again, you get out of the chamber membership what you put into the chamber membership.
Yes.
You don't have to be a chamber member,
yes,
to donate or to participate or to help in this event, correct?
Right. Correct.
This is a community event.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not here. We have Rock Auto. Mm-hmm. We have Rocket Racing Wheels. We have mm-hmm. all these companies that are online, out of town, mm-hmm. but they are car show enthusiasts, and yes, they want to help in any way they can. Mm-hmm. They donate door prizes. They donate goodie bag stuffers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't just a financial commitment. Mm-hmm. You can offer a door prize for sponsorship. You can offer goodie bag stuffers for sponsorship. You can send stickers. Yes.
You can come hand out burgers if you mm-hmm. don't have anything. You can will find something.
Come direct traffic.
Yes.
Come sit at registration with us.
Yes.
Come help us park hot mm-hmm. rodders. Like, there is so much that you mm-hmm. can do to participate, and we are happy to have you. If there is an organization out there that wants to offer a free meal to our participants, come see us. Mm-hmm. We will help you get set up. We will help you find donations. Mm-hmm. We will do all we can. There's only so much we can do.
Okay. What all information can be found on the website? I'm guessing a list of categories as far as awards,
yes,
go.
Yes, award categories, schedule of events, sponsors.
Street closures, parade routes.
Street closures and parade routes are going up as soon as they're finalized through the city. Mm-hmm. We have vendor applications, registration. We have links to our chamber website if you need to get a hold of us for something else.
And past pictures and videos, yes, so people can see,
yes,
what
the videos
a good time it is.
Too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the videos. You're that welcome. Were yes. taken are phenomenal.
They're amazing. They really are. It gives people a good idea of what a fun time it is when they watch those.
I hired that out. I didn't do that myself.
Oh, well, I take
hey,
it
the guys
all back.
Who did
I
it
thought
it
you did it all yourself. I,
ew, we know that.
With
we know
your
that.
Drone.
We know that. But I do have to brag on that kid, because when I went to pay them the amount that I had agreed on, and you know, he'd ended up having a helper with him, which he needed because he didn't
yeah.
realize how much he was going to be working.
Right.
And when I went to pay him, I said, I'm going to cut you a check for half, and I'm going to cut you a check for half. And he looked at me and he said, please cut the entire check to my helper.
Oh,
and I was
love
like,
it.
Are you serious? And he said, yeah, he needs it more than I do. And I had a good time, but he could actually use the money. And I was like,
you're like best kid
single
ever.
Like, I got all sappy and emotional. I mean, he well, put a ton of work
videos.
Into that and
yeah.
didn't make a dime off of it and gave it to his friend who could use it more.
That's amazing.
That.
Yeah.
Well, I know those kids were younger, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, the quality of that production was
yes.
phenomenal.
When I
those
told the board how much
amazing.
I wanted to pay them to do this, they were like, what? And I showed them some videos and they were like, yeah, that's good, you know. But when they finally, when the videos came back, they were like, we should have paid them more. I was like, right, see?
I knew it.
Yeah. Anyways.
I mean, because obviously I have all those files and everything mm-hmm. you've seen, we've updated mm-hmm. advertisements and things like that. I mean, they're just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And you really, you get to see a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You get a little glimpse of all the different pieces and parts of the Rod Run, and it's just...
His editing work was phenomenal.
It was. Yeah. It was so yes. impressive.
Okay, so I'm going to reiterate once again, Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run, August 27th and 28th. You can go to queenwilhelminarodrun.com for all the information. You can call the ladies at the chamber. You can call Whitney. You can call Marissa. Everybody's available to answer your questions. Gals, we wish you the best of luck
yes.
this year.
Thank
we are excited. You. We'll obviously be there covering it from the media aspect. If there is an entire South Mena Street Entertainment District.
We'll be there participating.
We'll be there participating.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll be there anyways, but we'll
yes.
really be getting down.
We'll really be there.
That white girl booty shake will be happening. So, man, yeah, good luck. So glad you guys are at the helm of this. It seems like you've really got it together. Things are working out. And, man, Hot Rodders, come enjoy the best car show in Arkansas, in my opinion, but probably in the region and maybe in this part of the country.
Yes.
I mean, I agree completely.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a hot rod or a classic car or just something you're proud of and you haven't been to the Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run, this is your year. Let's make 2021
yes.
the biggest one ever.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll see you girls then. Welcome to that portion of the show we like to call Wrap Up Ramblings with
Producer Trey.
That's
Producer Trey.
That's
him.
Producer Trey. Man, Producer Trey was having a good time with today's episode. He was
shoved into the small studio with four very loud, very opinionated women, except for Jerry. Jerry was pretty quiet because her and I were sharing a mic. But
I like the word chaotic.
Chaotic.
Chaotic was very good to explain.
It was chaotic, but it was a good time.
Yeah.
It's always a good time.
It was a good time. I feel like I might have come across as like aloof, like I didn't really care, because I remember you asked me a question during the recording and I didn't say anything. I was hyper focused on trying to keep everything where it needed to be.
You were doing your job.
Yeah.
So good.
And Marissa, whose chair is right next to my desk where I sit, she turns and looks at me. I was like, what? She was like, they're talking to you. I was like, oh, yeah. My bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You were doing what you needed to be doing. And we had enough voices in the studio that you really did have to be hyper vigilant to watch those levels. So it was a tiny bit chaotic, but I mean, that's the Rod Run. The Rod Run is a good time and a whole lot of chaos. It is. It's controlled chaos. Mm-hmm. I always used to say big events like that are just controlled chaos. It's true. But the plan that these ladies have laid out for this year, it's looking like a good one. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited about, you know, obviously what it's going to bring to town, especially the economic boost that it always brings. That's a big, big thing, because with it being a multi-day event, you know, people are going to stay. They're going to stay at the motels and the VRBOs and the cabins and everything. So it really is a good thing for MENA, and it's a very good thing that the chamber put forth the effort to keep this going after the Campbell family was, you know, not done with it. But I mean, their patriarch who handled the whole thing, I mean, it's just hard to keep going with things after that. And it does take so much work and so many volunteers that after 40 something years, I could see where you'd be like, yeah, I'm ready to pass the torch.
Yeah.
So the chamber has it. They've had it for the past few years. It was very unfortunate that there was not a Rod Run last year, but what can you do?
COVID. Which just makes all the enthusiasm for this year so much more.
That's true. And the day that this episode is coming out, Rod Run is only 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks away.
So put it on your calendars.
You've still got time, actually, to sign up as a vendor. They take vendors almost right up to the last second. You've obviously still got time to register because you can register the day of. If you want to get involved, volunteer in any way, you know, please do. But if you're from out of town and you've got a classic car, hot rod, rat rod, whatever that you want to show off, as I said several times in the episode, there's not a cooler place to come for a car show than MENA. Mm-hmm. There's not a cooler venue for a car show than on top of Rich Mountain at Queen Wilhelmina State Park. That's all I have to say about it.
And if you're looking for something to do that weekend, make plans to come just see it. Participate. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
The music, the street dance, the food. I mean, this is a family-friendly event.
Mm-hmm.
People bring their kids, and man, those kids have such a good time looking at those cars. You know, you never know. You might be introducing your child to a future potential career, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of careers that involve automobiles, restoration, even just mechanics, but there's so many different things that go into these specialty cars and the refurbishing of them and the upkeep of them. I mean, it's true artistry in a lot of cases.
Is.
The upholstery, oh my gosh, custom upholstery is insane. Some of the paint jobs, like the ones that are almost like that metallic iridescent depth glimmer. Oh, wow. I love those. Really.
Well, even if it just ignites a little passion for a hobby or an interest in cars, you know, I think they say that if you keep kids driving, you keep them from drugging.
Did they say that?
I've just said it.
Did you just make that up?
I made that up.
Made that up. All right.
You keep kids driving.
You'll keep them from
drugging.
Please come on out, the Queen Wilhelmina Rod Run. All three of us will be there in one capacity or another, walking around, taking pictures, checking out the cars. So, you know, if you're in from out of town or you're a fan and you see us, please stop us. Say hi.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely love to hear from people.
We'll be at that street dance for sure.
Doing the white girl booty shake.
White girl booty shake.
We will be doing the white girl booty shake.
I got to work on my white girl booty shake.
You do. You might have to get a booty first, but.
Can we please, like, get him a diaper or something to put some junk in his trunk?
Or a little flat
Why
butt.
Do I have to be a diaper, Jerry?
They make those padded things. I saw this chick the other day, and that butt was not real. I know it.
Let's get him something like that, some balloons, some pillows, or something.
I do need some. I am definitely lacking in the junk department.
You need to be doing your squats, Trey.
You're right. I do need to be doing my squats.
You do.
I'm flat as a board down there, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, until next time, when we try not to talk about our rear ends.
I'm not sure if that's possible on this show, Ashley.
Mm-mm.
We want to thank you for listening to the Washtaw Chronicles. You can find us along with other great shows at thewashtawpodcast.com. You can contact us at thewashtawpodcast@gmail.com and make sure you find us on Facebook and Instagram and give us a like. We hope to see you at Rod Run, but until next time, Ashley and Jerry and producer Trey,
out.
The Washtaw Chronicles is brought to you by Don's Easy Pay and Don's Home Store. Hey, just a reminder that registration will begin at noon at the depot until 4:30. The parade will begin at 5:30 on North Mina Street, and beginning at 6, they'll have the show and shine on North Mina Street with continued registration. They won't be having an entertainment district by the depot, nor will the cars line up on Dequin Street.
Thank you for listening to the Washtaw Chronicles.